Catherine, thank you. I have asked two people to come along tonight and to talk about their experience of differing illnesses and how God has touched them through prayer and the effects that has had on them. And so I'm going to invite Brian Welsh, an elder here in Monydig, and Georgina McCorkle, who belongs to First Limavady, to come up and to answer some questions. So Brian and Georgina. First of all, as Stephen does stagehand and clears everything so that everybody could get a good view of you, not that that will put any more pressure. First of all, thank you very much for coming along tonight and being willing to talk about things that I guess maybe you don't talk about very often to people. So we'll start with a few introductions. Brian, I'm guessing most people here will already know who you are, so we'll just let you sit there a minute, and you can look pretty. And we'll look to Georgina. And so, Georgina, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? Where do you come from? What church do you go to? Well, I've kind of given that one away, but you can expand on it a little bit. What church do you go to? Tell us what family you have, where you belong, what you do. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name's Georgina, and I live in Limavady. When my parents are in with me tonight, and I have two brothers, and go to First Limavady Church, and work in Alton Galvin Hospital in the operating theatres and the admin, which is a big department. There's over 180 staff. And
that's it. Have you any interests or hobbies or?
Animals. I would work also in kennels. You know, walking dogs. You know, if you're on your holidays, they go on boarding. And I like animals.
Well, that's handy. We're going on holiday soon and we have a dog, so that might be handy. I knew I asked you along for a very good reason. Okay, thank you, Georgina. And Brian, for those who don't know you, who are you?
Well, first of all, it's a privilege to be here tonight and just to speak of my Lord and Saviour. I'm Brian Welsh. I've been a member of this family of church for 13 years. I'm married to Jackie for 25 years yesterday, no, last weekend.
You need to get that one right, I'm afraid.
I made up, yes. I'm blessed with three sons, Ryan, Mark, and Ethan, and a daughter-in-law, Megan. I was born again into a family of God 19 years ago, and I was under heavy conviction. I came to the Lord and was childlike faith. I just asked the Lord into my heart. Many maybe know me through my work as a painter and decorator, and I work with my dad and my brother, and also my son works with me. So,
whatever. Truly is a family business.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Brian, you were elected and ordained as an elder here in Monydig back, I think it was November 2016.
Yeah.
I know that was a significant night and a significant time for you, but it also turned out to be significant for lots of other reasons. Can you tell us a little of what has happened to you since then? Some of the things you've had to endure since then.
Well, clearly I heard the call from God, although feeling ill-equipped, I knew He would equip me as He was calling. But on the 16th of December, 4 weeks later, I was diagnosed with a 10 centimeter tumor in my kidney. I'd been unwell for a few months. I had various tests done with no answers, but during my ordination, folk were commenting how unwell I was looking. And, you know, I lost 2.5 stone weight in a few months, and I was really ill. But the diagnosis sort of came as a shock, but at least I was getting answers. So immediately, as a family, we handed over to the Lord. Jack and the boys prayed over me and in tears at that moment. We all received the Lord's healing and with really in spirit and mind. And 2 Peter says this, God has not given us spirit to fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. And we claimed his words to be truth. We called on my fellow elders and was anointed with oil and prayed over again. We experienced the same Holy Spirit just anointing us. His unsurpassing peace filled us. He equipped us and strengthened us on our journey. And on that road, we saw him working just in every little detail of the way. Appointments were made available to us. You know, working in a hospital, they just don't happen overnight. And God just led us the whole way. I was in theatre less than 24 hours after I was first diagnosed. And recovery was miraculously quick. And at that first post-op review, we heard that the tumour I had shrunk by 2 years' growth inside 4 weeks. And it was full of dead cells around it. So God was really healing from the start. And another wee verse came from James 5:13. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Which I really was. Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with the name of the Lord God. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you might be healed. The prayer of righteousness person is powerful and effective.
Amen. Okay, so the ordination didn't really spark a good time then?
It really was a good time because at that time I needed my fellow elders and they were there and carried us as well.
Yeah, but you'd a number of health issues to deal with at that time.
Yeah, I had a lot of issues, yeah.
Okay. Georgina, I first met you in First Lemon Valley, but other than one other time, that was the only time that I met you. And it was at a healing service was it November time? November. Can you tell us a little of why you were at that service? What was the reason you went to that service and ended up coming up and asking people to pray with you?
Well, I have suffered vertigo for over 25 years, and at the beginning I went to various doctors. I even went private to see what was wrong because I had no balance. I was very sick. I had excruciating headaches and there was no relief in any of it, and finally I went back to the third doctor, my GP, and he just sort of held a finger up in front of me and I just... and said it was vertigo, and it's got worse over the years. I've had to get up about 2 hours before work to get tablets to make me steady to get into work, and it's just been horrendous. And my father had mentioned that there was going to be a healing service in First Limavady, and because the vertigo was getting so severe, I think I'll go along to that service and see. So I'm not normally at an evening service, for I work in the kennels on a Sunday evening. And so I thought I took the evening off and I went to the service to see. But I didn't know what to expect. I'd never been in anything like it before. So that's how I ended up going.
Who's walking the dogs tonight then, if you're here?
I got cover.
You've got cover, that's okay. I was worried that there was some poor dog scrabbling at a cage door to get out. Okay, so two very different people with two very different issues. Brian, over the last couple of years, you've had to face, as we've touched on, a lot of different cancer issues. And I don't want to really dwell on that because I know you don't. But can you tell us where you are today?
Yeah. I've been diagnosed now 10 times with cancer, with a total of 14 tumours in my body. To hear it's cancer once is tough. To hear it spread and now secondary is probably tougher again. And to hear it 10 times is a lot, but I've had countless scans and procedures and surgeries, but all the while my soul sings the words of a Hillsong. And I'm not a good singer, but I'm just going to read these things.
Go on.
Not a bit. This is Hillsong's Ocean Song, and it's just an amazing song. Your grace abounds in deepest waters. Your sovereign hand will be my guide. Where feet may fail and fear surround me, you've never failed and you won't stop now. And we are also surrounded by prayer. Our brothers and sisters in Christ from countless congregations. And I have a lot in here tonight, people from different churches and stuff, and it's just carried us every way. They pray with us, and also when we are not with them, we are just covered in prayer. We receive His healing every day and walk in His unsurpassing peace. With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Just this Easter week, God really revealed it to us in a new way. I was with the oncologist and confirmed a swelling on my throat. And it was turned out to be cancer and on my throat and on my lymph node. And they were cancelling all planned treatment of my kidney, which I had to get done, and told there was no cure for this cancer. They planned to start me on systemic treatment, which had only a 50-50% chance of working out, and we only could manage the condition. So then, really, with the oncologist, God just stepped into that room, and He says, look, I'm going to feel your throat. So He felt my throat, and He couldn't feel it. But yet He popped up the screen and showed us my two tumours. And He got me up, and He turned me around. I was facing Jackie. And I just said to Jackie, this is going to be okay. A voice which wasn't my voice. And we were so much shocked, and Megan was there as well. We were all in shock. But God really stepped in there. I couldn't find my two tumours. Couldn't physically feel them. So He says, this is impossible. This is impossible. So it wasn't impossible. With God, all things are possible, and we told Him so. And the re-scans had confirmed it was all totally gone in Jesus' name. So I baffled Him that day, and God was there the whole way.
And you continue to baffle Him?
Well, absolutely. God's baffled.
That's Brian, that's great news. I'm sure there's nobody more delighted than you, but we rejoice with you. Georgina, what's been happening with you since that service in Lima Valley? How have you been?
Well, after that service, I know during the prayer you were having with me, you asked, was there any particular way I was affected with the vertigo? And I says, the worst is the dizziness. I get severe headaches and I'm tired and sick. And you asked me if there was anything that you would want rid of first and foremost, what would it be? And I said the dizziness, because the rest I could cope with. So since that, on the way home in the car, I felt this warmth just from the top of my head, and it was just like a really soft falling down through my body. Really heat and warmth. And I commented to my parents in the car that this is a weird feeling, but it's a nice feeling. And the next day I didn't think anything more of it, but got up and got ready for work, and off I went to work, and just noticed simple things like turning my head. I didn't feel dizzy. Or going up the stairs, I felt okay. And just, it was a weird feeling, but I still didn't realise that the vertigo had gone and left me. But through the week, different things, like just driving, I had to really sort of turn the whole body to turn corners and everything. And just everyday life completely changed where I could function. I was coming home from work before that and having to go to bed and not making dinner or anything like that there, because I just couldn't cope. but I've got a life back now. And I can go on a lift.
You can go on a lift?
I can go on a lift.
See if your legs on the stairs. No, that, again, you know, fantastic news. Absolutely fantastic news. And, you know, okay, I met Georgina again, was it last month in the Largay, and you told me this story. But I actually had forgotten you. You had to remind me who you were. How did you hear about that? Well, you said your dad had told you about that healing service. Did you need any encouragement to come forward to ask for prayer? Was that something that just was easy to do? Were you nervous? Were you?
I was very, because I didn't know what was going to happen, and just looking around, and you're sort of very aware of everybody, as I am tonight. And you sort of thought, I didn't know what to do, and just looked at Dad and looked at Mum, and then just sort of, Dad says, go on, and I says, I'll go up. And then my mum came up too with me, and it was nice because you're just sitting, and it was the elders and yourself, and it was very private. Even though it was in the church, it was very private, and it would just, you just felt a niceness over, you know, it was lovely. But I do remember standing up, and I thought I was going to fall down when I was trying to get back to the seat, but it was probably just all part of the healing process.
And it was, the church was set up just like tonight.
It was, yeah. Just the same.
Yeah, so it was very public, but interesting to hear you,
yes,
say that it was private as well. You've talked. Can you maybe talk a wee bit more about what it was like to have people pray with you?
It was a very strange experience, to be honest, because I've never had that before. But it was nice because it was reassuring because you had the hands on your shoulders and you just felt like you were one in a wee huddle, you know, and it was nice.
And this is one of those not fair questions because we didn't warn you about this one, but for anybody tonight who is maybe, worried's the wrong word, concerned, nervous, apprehensive about coming forward, maybe there's something in them that's saying, yeah, they want to, but there's something else saying, but what's everybody going to think? What would you say to them?
I know for myself, I was extremely aware, and I'm not one for up the front of anything. I'm finding this a bit tough at the time, but just go with your heart. If your heart's telling you to go for it, don't be concerned about anybody else or what they're thinking or anything about it. And as I said, it was very private. Nobody, even the people in the front row, wouldn't have heard anything. And it's just you and God and the minister and the elders, and that's it. So if you feel like you should be going up, just go for it.
And a very similar question, Brian. You know, you've had a number of different experiences of people praying with you. You know, what would you say to someone, you know, about being prayed with, especially in a context tonight where inevitably people are watching?
Yeah, God says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Just again, I've sat here in this very platform, maybe with 20 people around me praying over me, really. And it was a time of the encountering God with Ross Durling. I was just sitting exactly where I'm at tonight. And that was the day I had the scan, and we showed up my throat, the very day I was prayed over. And that's something... was the cancer which Almighty God had driven out that day. And I have no doubt it was just the empowering that night I had of healing. And God has really just took over. And healing comes in many different ways. Physical healing was often the least important. It's our soul that lives on, not our bodies. Restless minds and worry keep so many bond and chains. a fear itself or the fear of losing what we have keep many in chains. We are all on a journey that leads to one of two destinations. And Corinthians says this, today I have been given you the choice between life and death, between blessing and cursing. Choose life that you might live. And I, it says, come to prayer, seek my face, and choose life everlasting.
Folks, thank you very much. Thank you for telling your story. Thank you for coming over the mountain to a group of people who you don't know and telling your story. It's certainly, I found it very encouraging. Hopefully everyone else has found it the same. So thank you.
Can I just say as well, anybody who's been through, it's not even a disease, maybe a loss of a family member, just there's so many things to be prayed with. And I just, I'm urging people to come forward to their elders or somebody they can confide in for prayer, because really at the end of the day, prayer got us through as a family, everybody. And I just encourage people to do that and make that step.
Absolutely, and I would echo that. Folks, thank you very much. And maybe we could actually give these guys a round of applause for having the courage to do this, but also God for what he has done as well. Thank you very much. That's great. Thank you.